The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, the University of West Florida Foundation.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Good morning. Welcome to Pep Talk. I'm Candy, filling in for Tammy Martin this morning. It's 9:06. It's Thursday and pretty exciting. We love Pep Talk and we get to talk to all variety of folks, including these fine people from UWF. What's your name?
Well, what is my name?
Because he hasn't worked here before.
No. Yeah. I am Will Kennedy. At least that's what I'm told in the morning.
You are Will Kennedy. We've worked together off and on for like years. What's your name, sir?
My name is Raymond Brooks.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You are my new person. I have not met you yet, that is to say. And I know you guys are here, and we're talking about some of the range of sports camps for local athletes at UWF. Is that right?
Correct.
And you have stuff to do with that.
I do. I have a little bit to do with that.
Here, let me pull the microphone a little bit closer to you or sit right up to it. That's right. So tell us about it.
Yeah, so our coaches, they have a variety of camps that they put on each summer, anywhere from, you know, basketball to volleyball to soccer, tennis, baseball, softball, and they kind of, you know, they interact with a bunch of different age groups of kids, anywhere from high school age kids in their elite camps to, you know, some adolescent youth, some elementary, middle school kids for their individual camps. And then they also, some of them have a variety of, you know, team camps, so they'll have some of the high school teams come out and compete and play against one another.
Oh, man.
During the summer, so it's a pretty busy time of the year. We have a lot of kids on campus, and we're really excited to have some people in the area to come to the University of West Florida each summer.
It is such a beautiful campus, too. Now, did you go to UWF?
I did. I went to undergrad there, graduated in 18.
Oh, that's wild.
Candy, we need to congratulate Raymond Brooks here because he just also got his master's degree from Cleveland State just a few weeks ago.
Woo!
So he finished up his master's program. But yeah, he raised
me. Congratulations! That's great. That's hard, as you know. I'm sure. Wow. Okay. That's neat. And so, and what made you decide to work with UWF? It is a great. We all love it, but
yeah, I moved back to town after grad school, and you know, wanted to, you know, I was with the university as a manager with men's basketball before, so I kind of just want to stay involved. And then I'm fortunate enough to have a couple opportunities open up for me, so now here I am working full time with all our events and facilities. So
wonderful. What's your favorite facility on campus?
My favorite facility.
Yeah.
I spend a lot of time in the field house working with basketball, so I really enjoy that one. I'm really excited about what's prescribing down at the Darrell Gooden Center, the Penn Air Field. So it's going to be a really exciting time as well.
Nice. I love that whole campus. If you haven't, you don't have to be a student, I don't think, to tour the campus, right?
No. In fact, you know, outside of camps, but semi-related as well. In the summertime, we will have tons of people out on campus using the nature trails. You know, walking from place to place, bikes, you know, doing the bike trails that we have on campus. You know, you can actually come out and canoe and kayak, too, on our campus as well. So, you know, all that kind of naturalness.
Amazing.
That you will, it's in the back. But, you know, people come out and run on campus.
That's right.
We, down at the soccer complex, as Ray mentioned, you know, they'll have camps for soccer. There's a track around our soccer fields, and people come out and use the track all the time.
That's right.
And then the big things are pickleball, right outside the field house.
Pickleball's
by the
there
tennis
too.
Courts. We got pickleball. We've got people out there basically
all
almost 24/7.
Oh, I bet.
And then we've got one of the largest in this part of the country, especially Northwest Florida, one of the largest disc golf courses. I got to slow down and say that very
Shut
carefully.
Up.
There
is a disc golf course right
here.
Yeah,
18 holes, and we get.
Wow.
It's young kids to elderly people.
Sure.
A lot of military come out there and use that course. And this is during fall and spring semester as well, but kind of a constant flow of people. Our rec department does an excellent job, and we host tournaments out there and all that. So there's always something going on campus. And then in the summertime, as Ray mentioned, a steady stream of not just sports camps, but there's a bunch of other camps too, you know, that deal with science and all the other stuff that
sure,
you can do.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But I, you know, as a parent, mine are older now. In fact, one of them's here with us hanging out in the studio,
I
but
know.
he did the
Yell high,
Liam. No. he's busy. He did the
he's
UWF
such a
basketball
grown-up little
camp.
Man. Sorry. I know. He looks just like you, Will. It's so cute.
He did UWF basketball camp years ago.
Great.
And you know, that's you're always looking for something for your kids to do in the summertime.
Sure.
And my daughter had done a Harry Potter camp out on campus a couple of years back. But
oh my gosh.
As Ray mentioned,
that's
it does
awesome.
Go kind of the spectrum. You got younger kids. It's a great place to drop them off for the whole day with one of our sports camps and keep them busy. They're going to come home tired. They're going to come home ready to go to bed and get up, and they want to do it again the next day. And then for the older kids, the kids that are playing high school sports already, these team camps are you're going to build your skills, you're going to get better, but you're also you're getting to be seen by the coaches at the University of West Florida and our facilities.
Oh, I hadn't even thought about that part. It's like you're just doing it for fun,
softball,
but yeah.
Fantastic places, you know, the stadiums are awesome. The hitting facility down there, the First Members Credit Union hitting facility, they get to do that kind of indoors. And there's all kinds of, as you mentioned, great space to be in the summertime. But our coaches love doing it, and it's madness, though, right? I mean, Ray's out there. You get all these kids, and you got to feed them, and you got to keep them moving. It's a circus.
It's a lot of kids running around campus all summer.
Love it. And you were one of those kids at one time. Did you guys go to summer camps? Not necessarily at UWF.
UWF didn't have them back then, but yeah, I did. I did a bunch of those camps. Ray and I were talking beforehand. I mean, we'd go out of town and get dropped off and stay at.
Wasn't that the best? Not the drop-off part, but necessarily, but just going to.
I may not have sunk a sailboat at a camp just over in Alabama years ago, but that's, you know, it's a mystery.
I'm going to ask you that.
Mystery that's
air
never
later.
Been
really?
Solved.
But speaking of like your of UWF, we have the Disney Channel, and there's a little National Geographic thing that's associated with it, and it talked about the archaeological. And I know there's camps for that as well, but they just found something underwater. This was about a year ago, but it's amazing that you guys are just doing this, and it's stuff. You're right, something that an interest for just everybody. They have their own little show on UWF or on Disney. It just blew my mind.
They're doing things right here. Archaeology. There's also, I think, like a CSI camp that they do in the summertime as well for crime scene investigation, forensics. But
is there an age limit?
There's something for everybody. But the sports camps, that Ray's got this fantastic list. All the sports kind of do their own thing, and you just kind of got to look. GoArgos.com has some of that information,
that's right.
Ray, and there's some other places you can find it. That's kind of the spot. But I know, people will, all of a sudden something will come up in the summertime. You're like, I need something for my kid to do for the next week or this week. I'm going to be doing, I got to go out of town, or I've got a big proposal I'm working on, or whatever it
is. Or just, spark the interest in your children. Yeah, instead of the Game Boy or
kids will
sit people still
and
use Game Boys, Switches, whatever.
Yeah.
But I can imagine. And what should young athletes attend these camps? Why should they?
There's so many great opportunities for kids to attend, just so they can, like we talked about, UWF has a beautiful campus, just to get them on campus, and they can view campus and walk around and kind of see some of our facilities as they grow. Like we mentioned before, the opportunity to compete and grow as an athlete, I think kids are naturally competitive and want to grow. And I think a lot of kids resonate with the idea of wanting to play sports in college. So this kind of, it gives them an idea of what that might look like for them in the future. But I think a great reason with camps too is you have an opportunity to kind of build friendships.
Maybe build friends. Camp friendships.
Maybe meet new people there. Maybe meet kids that actually go to your school that you didn't know before. Mm-hmm. So now they can, they have new friends going into this new school here, and they continue to grow that as they progress through school. And then we mentioned it before as well. But if you're a high school age kid and you have that dream of maybe playing in college, you have an opportunity to interact with coaches. Maybe they'll see you play. Maybe they can give you, maybe like an elite camp or a college prep camp that can kind of give you some ideas of what you need to work on or that kind of stuff. So there's just so many great opportunities just to be on campus and work with University of West Florida and some of their camps.
What are the age limits, I should say?
It kind of varies camp to camp. Like you said, all the coaches run their own ones, but there's kids as young as 5 out there, all the way through, high school age kids. So you have junior, seniors on there as well. It just kind of depends on the camp and what's going on, so.
Would it be weird if a 53-year-old female just showed up and said, I want to go to camp?
That might be odd.
Okay.
We might have to work through some things with our legal team.
That would be weird. Yeah, I guess I don't want to learn how to play football with children. But the campus itself is so beautiful. There's something to do for everybody, even if you do want to not necessarily hang out with your kids at a camp, but like the track and everything you mentioned. And the pool is the bomb.
Your kid's going to be out there all day at a camp. I mean, you got the opportunity to come out, for an hour or two before they get done maybe, and you want to play pickleball or you want to, take advantage of the trails or do whatever. We encourage that. Mm-hmm. And it is. We public institution, it's an open campus. And obviously, we recommend you, if you come by, go to the visitor center right on the front of campus first, get yourself a parking pass,
that kind of thing. Oh, yeah. Because of Chip.
Yes, because they may be looking around, checking even in the summertime. But no, then you're free to explore our campus and see, not just the athletics buildings, but kind of everything we've got out there on campus, and visit the bookstore, whatever
Absolutely.
You want to do. There's a lot of stuff.
Bookstore,
I think
yeah.
I think, you know, one thing Ray just mentioned is super important, and that is that, especially for some of the younger kids, now, the team camps, you're there with your team, and you already know the guys that, and girls that are there with you, but you are then you're testing yourself against other teams. But for some of the younger kids, it is an opportunity to socialize, you know, and you lose that in the summertime. You know, you're used to going to school every day during the fall and the spring, and you see your friends at school, and all of a sudden some kids, you know, it's not like it used to be where you're just running the neighborhood
all day until it gets dark and coming
back in. A lot of kids, I think, feel isolated during the summertime. So this is a great opportunity for them to get out and interact with other peers, but also, you know, learn the skills, get the coaching, you know, and get that experience of, of kind of a little bit of independence. You know, maybe you're not staying the night and you're not far away from home, but you are, you're gone during the day, you got something going on, and it's your thing, you know.
That's cool. And also, I have to imagine it's a safety measure. Maybe I just watch too much CSI, speaking of one of the camps. But it's nice to, like, know where your kids are. And it's obviously bolstering their self-esteem, just like it does with anything, and learning new friendships. This is just phenomenal. I applaud you guys for doing this. Can you talk about some of the coaches that are handling some of the camps?
We have a lot of great coaches. Not just working camps, but you know, on campus in general.
Right.
A few of our coaches, men's basketball, Coach Jeff Berkhamer. He's been the 2017-2018 GSC Coach of the Year. Coach Yelton, she's two-time GSC Coach of the Year. Mike Jeffcoat is six-time GSC Coach of the Year. He was the 2011 South Region Coach of the Year and also National Coach of the Year in 2011.
My goodness.
Coach McLean is the 2019 GSC Coach of the Year for softball. Melissa Walter, volleyball, she is five-time GSC Coach of the Year. She is also the 2010 to 2019 GSC Coach of the Decade, and then also the 2012 AVCA All-Region Coach of the Year. Coach Joe Barlinski, our women's soccer head coach, he is two-time National Coach of the Year, eight-time South Region Coach of the Year, eight-time GSC Coach of the Year. Bill Elliott, our men's soccer coach, he is seven-time GSC Coach of the Year, four-time South Region Coach of the Year. Caleb Noble is our new football coach. He was actually our first quarterback.
Oh, I was going to ask. Okay, yeah, but I'll ask later. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
first quarterback in school history. That's and so also cool. He was on staff for that 2019 national championship team. Oh. So he's been around a lot of success. And then Coach Derek Christine, our head tennis coach, he coaches both our men's and women's. He is 26-time GSC
26.
Coach of the Year, 14 with the
Crazy.
Men, 12 with the women. Six-time National Coach of the Year, five with the men, one with the women, and then he's two-time GSC Coach of the Decade.
Man. I mean, this.
So there are some accomplishments with these coaches.
Well, that's the thing, Candy. The numbers. You hear them, but it's like, just to stop for a second. Is the bulk of these coaches have been, if not Conference Coach of the Year, they've all been there. National Coach of the Year. So you're learning from people
that are the highest in their
the highest level in their sport. You know, they've been there, done that. You know, Joe Bartlinski, the women's soccer coach, has won a national championship. Mike Jeffcoat, the baseball coach, has won a national championship. Our football program, obviously, national champs. Tennis has been there and won it. You know, our golf's not on this list, but golf has done it too. And so just this constant flow of you're going to learn from people who have tasted success, know what it takes to get to that level, and not just at the Division II, the college level. They're going to teach those skills in these camps outside of the sport, you know, that make our motto for UWF Athletics is building champions for life. And so they're going
to,
you know, these camps talk also about
motto,
you know, what it takes to be a successful student and what it takes to be a successful person beyond being an athlete.
And it all ties in, as I'm sure you guys can speak to. And I remember when the football program started, because there wasn't one, and then there was, and it was just,
quickly.
Out of this world. Yeah, and it's so neat that the first quarterback is the new coach.
Yeah,
that's great.
He's coming back in. They'll have the football camps run, and I know there's a lot of people ask me about the football camps, and that's another great way if you're, you know, high school prospective athlete, you know, high school athlete looking to play at the college level. It's a great way to be seen and get in front of some of these coaches.
Yeah,
you know?
And I'm sure learn.
Have an opportunity for the coaches to see you all day rather than just, you know, for a couple minutes, which is good.
That's great. Mm-hmm. That's exciting. And you came back to UWF to handle some of this stuff.
I did. I enjoyed it.
Did you play sports at UWF?
I didn't. I was a men's basketball manager, so I worked.
Oh, okay. That's right. I remember you saying that, right? Yeah. He looks very athletic. So you can look him up, too. You guys have, like, a great website. It's GoArgos.com.
Yeah, GoArgos.com. You can kind of find information. Now, everything to do with that.
I'm not trying to get him to stalk you, sir.
but also the camps. You can find the information for the camps there. Mm-hmm. The cost for the camps, right, kind of runs depending on?
It varies. Coaches set those rates. It varies. They try to keep it pretty affordable. That way it's not too big of a burden.
Right.
But, you know, it is up to their discretion. But like, yeah, like Will said, all our information is on GoArgos.com. If you go to their individual pages, they all have links to their camps on their on those individual sport pages. So you can find that information there.
Yeah, super easy to navigate through, too.
And you're going to have the coaches that we just mentioned and the assistant coaches, the staff for those particular sports. And what other cool thing is you're going to have student athletes at a lot of these camps, too. A lot of the current student athletes will be out there assisting. It's fun to watch, like, men's basketball, women's basketball, the players – you know, work with the kids, and you're seeing, you know, how close those steps are, you know, that from being an elementary or middle school kid to all of a sudden now you're a college athlete and you're a student athlete playing a sport at this level. And so, and there is a connection. I'll walk through the field house, Ray's walk through the field house, and I'll just stop and kind of watch for a little while because there's a joy to it.
Yeah.
You're seeing a guy, you know, like Dan Sofield is one of our men's basketball players. You know, you're watching him out there work with younger kids and you can just see the smile on his face. And there's just something about that that's pure and lovely.
Oh, I love that. It's heartwarming that you guys do these camps. And now, what about beginners? A kid that's never, like me, never played a sport in their life. But and certainly, do they have camps for? You know, like, is that going to hinder anybody? I guess
I think,
saying.
A lot of their individual camps are kind of geared towards that. They want kids to just come out, be on campus, learn new skills, see if they like that sport or not. It's not really more about competing. There's going to be some competition element of all camps, but you know, a lot of these individual camps are, you know, they're geared towards, you know, kids that are trying a sport or, you know, I watched the NBA finals, I want to maybe play this for a couple of weeks and see if I like this. So that's kind of the gist of individual camps. So yeah, if you have a, you know, a younger kid or a kid that maybe that's even a little bit older who might want to try a sport, you know, they're always welcome and always encouraged to come try out and try different things.
Oh, wonderful. And again, I keep mentioning the campus, but the first time I went there, it was, I'm trying to remember the name of it, the Cancer Society does it every year, and you walk the track.
Walk for Life,
Walk for Life. God, I'm an idiot. But that was the first time I saw the UWF campus, and I had no idea. A lot of people, I bet, maybe you're new to this area, driving down 9 Mile, and you see the sign, and it's the most beautiful campus
we're
I've ever seen.
Trees,
and I used to go to training camp, not to play, but to watch football players. Anyway. Not like that. That sounded creepy too. But you know what I mean.
We build a bigger field that area. Maybe we can get an NFL team in here to do a training camp.
And that's right.
Ray's already like, no, too much.
We're in the middle of
Ray's kind of, you know, having to deal with this over the summertime. We all are, but we're in the process of redoing our field house, which is the basketball gymnasium. So we're adding in seating on the one side where we didn't after one of the hurricanes. It kind of torn out some seating.
Gosh,
so now we'll have bleachers on both sides. We're adding video boards in there. So for our volleyball and basketball, you'll have the opportunity to have all this kind of cool stuff going on. But it also opens up again the opportunity to have other events in there, including, you know, potentially concerts and other things. And, you know, in an arena that can seat about 2,500, I think, or so.
Approximately.
Have you guys not done performances there in a while?
Yeah, we haven't had much in there in a while because
the last person I saw was Jim Brewer, Goat Boy.
we'll have our homecoming concert and stuff, but we're limited on the number of people by the fire marshal until we get those bleachers back in. So this it's gonna modernize a bunch of stuff. The offices for the coaches and other things gets better along the way as well. So there's kind of this constant flow of building and improving and trying to make the facilities even better. But in the meantime, everything's moved out, and then we got to move everything. Ray's got to move everything back in, which is gonna be fun. So. But the camps go on regardless.
Yeah, the camps are still playing. I know basketball. They're using. They're actually in camp right now. The first session. They're playing over in our recreation facility, HLS. So they're over there making it work still.
Hey, now is it too late to join that session? And you probably have different sessions coming up.
Yeah,
like they do with classes.
Sessions. This is the last day of men's basketball camp. This go around. So it's probably a little too late this time. But they will have another session of this exact same camp again. Last week of August, first week of July. So
great.
It'll come back around again.
I've taken summer classes before too, and they stagger it like that too, which is
awesome.
Yeah,
that's anybody that's interested, you want to go look at goargos.com and, you know, kind of look for your sport, or if you got a kid, it's like, hey, maybe they want to do soccer, but they'd also like to do volleyball or basketball or something else. Look and kind of see when they are and kind of how they stagger, and you may have to choose, but I think they're kind of spaced out where you can, you know, you might be able to do more than one. But it really is. I mean, the level of coaching, what you're going to get out of it, the facilities and everything. And we love it because it does. I mean, the one thread you keep hearing is it brings people to campus. And making, for those who maybe aren't familiar with our campus and haven't seen it, you never know. We have students that are doing these camps now that they may not go on to become student athletes. They may not play at this level down the road, but they may come to school at the University of West Florida because they had a good experience at a, at a sports
That's
camp.
That's what made
or
me want to take classes there. It is a gorgeous campus.
And realize,
not just that,
I like
but
this place. I love the vibe out here. I like all the things that it has to offer, and they end up coming to school out there. And that's an important part of it, too, is that exposure, community to university, and vice versa.
Man, that's phenomenal. It is really neat. And we have such a great sports community in this area. And, Will, I know you remember when it was the Pelicans, right? And then became the Wahoos. And, of course, they played at UWF. So you guys have been, you know, just on top of all of the athletes in this area just for years. And it speaks volumes to how much you care about society and just helping children. This is great. And if you want to learn more, goargos.com. That's the website. And you'll find information on all of these camps.
Yep. So, like I said, all the camps are linked on there. So each team has a page. You can go down to, if you're looking for volleyball camp, you can go to volleyball. There's a link that says camps. Click on that. All the camp information pops up. So you can find out what you want to do. And that's for all sports. So,
what's the most popular one, do you think? Or the one that has most people trying to get into it? Or do you know?
I don't know. They're all. I'm sure
they're all amazing.
I feel like they all sell out. I feel like coaches always some of their camps are selling out. But
So you want to do it sooner than
later?
Yeah,
you want to make sure you get in there.
Volleyball has a lot of sessions. I think they have somewhere around 15 or 16 different camps this summer.
Oh my goodness!
I know Coach Bergkamer. He does the individual camps for boys and girls for basketball. I can't tell you last time he didn't tell me camp didn't sell out. So that's pretty popular, pretty busy. Softball just had two camps this past weekend. They said it was great. They had two sellouts. So they're all pretty popular. I know football's football's, you know, it's really big. So that one's a really, really popular one as well.
Oh, I bet it is. Yeah, especially after the championships.
I'm not sure if there's one more popular than the other, but I know they're all busy and they all do a great job.
Are they all on a weekend? Are they
during the week?
During the week everything for times for everybody.
Yeah, it kind of varies. I know like a lot of the individual camps are during the week. Elite camps a lot of times are on like Saturdays. You know, team camps are those can be on the weekends. Maybe during the week. Kind of just depends. So, again, coaches set those dates, so let me know.
And some of them have already started, like as you mentioned earlier, and they run through August?
Yeah, there's camps through August. I know actually basketball is going to have an elite camp in July in September.
Oh, okay.
There's a couple that kind of linger in through the semester. Kind of just depends on
that was my question. Yeah.
It just kind of depends on their seasons. Like basketball doesn't start usually till the winter, so they might have a couple of things in the fall still. I know volleyball typically ends in the fall, so they've done a couple of things like early spring leading into the summer. So it kind of just depends.
Wow, okay. That's neat. And again, something for everybody. GoArgos.com has all that information where you can meet the coaches, see the camps, see the cost, and maybe get registered. And as you mentioned earlier, that everything sells out. It does, so you want to do it faster, of course. You know, if you got kids or grandkids that you're thinking about helping, this is might be their thing.
Give them something to do in the summer. Yeah. Keep them busy.
When I was younger, like the camp we had was at our park, and they taught us how to make pot holders because I'm old, Raymond. But
that's better than they taught you how to fill potholes.
Did that happen?
It could.
Oh, yeah, that would have been more helpful to me, though. But
that's a prison camp. That's a whole different
thing. Oh, you're a jerk, Will, who I've known for a long time. Thank you for coming in. Thank you for sponsoring the show.
And not just the camps in the summertime, but there's stuff going on all year out there. Flag football is a big thing out at our facility. It's not a UWF thing, but there's other community groups that come in and use it. So we love to see everybody out there. And, you know, the more the merrier on campus and keep Ray busy.
Oh, ha-ha. And you're committed to this, right?
Yeah, I don't mind
you're
staying
not
busy.
Leaving. Oh, I'm glad. Again, that campus is phenomenal. If you haven't seen it, you should at least tour it. Just drive through the area. Get a parking pass first if you want to stop. Trust me on that. Yeah. But, man, it's just amazing. And so many great camps and so much to choose from. GoArgos.com. And now, you're with the sports department.
Yes, I'm with athletics.
And you're a professor.
Yeah, but I still work with athletics as well.
Oh, okay,
I do both. I do a little bit of all things.
Will you tell everybody what you used to do?
Yes, I used to do television, Channel 3 a couple times.
That's that Will
other
Kennedy.
Places around the world, that's and then right. I've done some stuff here. With
that's right. Yes. Oh, yes, you worked here. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes, you worked here. Yeah. I know. But I we worked together at TK, too, a little bit. I mean, you're Mr. Sports.
You're trying to be multifaceted.
That's right. So, I can't imagine two better people to be in charge of this and working with this.
We appreciate you having us on.
We are so happy to have you guys on. And again, UWF, I don't think I've ever seen a more beautiful campus. And just phenomenal that you guys are putting these sports, these camps on. GoArgos.com. And that's the info, right?
That's it.
And thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And we'll have a podcast of this up in just a moment on our news radio page here. David, what do you have coming up in news, sir?
The Baldwin County Courthouse is starting to run out of space. We'll tell you why right after this update from Fox News here on News Radio 92.3.